With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's been a year since Ukraine won back the Kherson region from Russia. But Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky took to the airwaves today to mark the occasion, complaining that Russian retaliation still includes ongoing airstrikes in a variety of forms. Americans are taking the time today to mark Veterans Day. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says it's important to celebrate veterans and the sacrifices they're willing to make.
And I think it's important to listen to the veterans who have, you know, been abroad, who have been in hostile situations, who understand, you know, the freedoms that we have today are very tenuous.
Major hostilities of World War I came to an end on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty is concerned about the Biden administration's ability to handle the increasing number of hotspots around the world.
They seem to mess up everything that they touch. You know that. They seem to solve for what's worst for America at every occasion. And in return, they keep on doing things that are better and better for, you know, our enemies and our adversaries like China.
And former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says some Democrats are hoping to replace Joe Biden as the party's presidential nominee.
Well, there's no question that there's a group of Democrats who are very concerned that he can't win.
House Republicans looking to avoid a government shutdown next week with a stopgap spending measure.
Among the ideas, a clean continuing resolution that would have no spending cuts or conservative policy riders and keep funding through the first of the year. Democrats oppose the idea, and some hardline conservatives want a bill with spending cuts, policies including tighter security at the U.S.-Mexico border, and staggered deadlines for different segments of the federal budget. Regardless, the final product must be something President Biden would sign before Friday, November 17th. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
And this is SRN News. A new poll asks voters how important abortion is to them.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 50% of Democrats say they will not consider voting for a candidate if he isn't in favor of abortion. Republicans and independents don't feel so strongly. Only 38 and 35% of them, respectively, say they would not cast a ballot for a candidate if he doesn't agree with them on that issue. Nearly half of evangelical Christians and nearly half of non-religious people also say that abortion is a litmus test for them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One interesting side note about the Texas Rangers, who won the World Series this month. They are the only Major League Baseball team that does not host a gay pride night at the ballpark. Team officials say, quote, "Our commitment is to make everyone feel welcome and included in Rangers baseball. Arlington, which is where the Rangers are based, is one of the more conservative cities in a very conservative state." This is SRN News. For the second time in 2 weeks, Grand Central Station in New York is shut down, and Tayshia Stevens report it has a lot to do with the Israel-Hamas conflict.
A mob of masked anti-Israel protesters tried to storm Grand Central Station on Friday night, kicking in the door and cracking the glass. But unlike 2 weeks ago, they did not make it inside. Grand Central was closed on Friday night amid the chaos, and New York City police warned people to avoid the area. Earlier on Friday, the Israeli flag was burned by the crowd at Columbus Circle. One protester was arrested after he climbed a pole, ripped down three American flags, and replaced them with Palestinian flags, all while the mob cheered. Friday's protest was organized by the group Within Our Lifetime with the slogan, "Flood Manhattan for Gaza." Tayshia Stevens reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.